By 2030, one in every five Americans will be at retirement age. According to the U.S. Census, that means millions more Americans will grapple with the challenges of aging. And for LGBT seniors, aging can be sometimes even more complicated. Now, some Dayton groups, including Rainbow Elder Care, are collecting data to gauge the unique needs of older LGBT citizens. We spoke with organizers of that survey project and some of the folks who have taken it.
You know, if we stay in this house at some point, we may.
Joyce Gibbs and Janice James have been together for 17 years. The 60-something couple live in a modest yet comfortable home in Dayton's Patterson Park. It has a home office for Janice, who works as a defense industry contractor. For decades, Joyce has made her living as a writer. Of their lives today, Joyce sums it up in just a few words.
Janice and I, we're fortunate. We've done well, but who knows? If you end up going into a nursing home, who knows if you'll have any money left? You know, my mom wiped out all of her money very quickly in a nursing home after my dad passed.
Who knows is likely a question asked by millions of Americans who have concerns about aging and what the future may hold for them. And it's believed that many LGBT seniors face additional challenges. That's what the community survey from Rainbow Elder Care and its partner organizations are trying to find out.
The biggest question that we elders have is, when we go into a nursing home or a retirement facility, how will they treat us?
77-year-old Dickie Wilson is gay and lives alone, just a few miles from Joyce and Janice.
There's been a lot of stories about people that have gone in, and the older residents found out that they were gay or lesbian, and some places have denied, have thrown them out. So later in life, and you have to depend on somebody to feed you and bathe you and take care of you, are they going to be friendly, or are they going to just let you lay there in misery? It's scary. It's scary.
To allay his fears and to make a positive change for other older LGBT people, Wilson joined Rainbow Elder Care and serves on their board. John Cummings also serves on that board.
Our goal is to help people and organizations better serve LGBT elders and understand what those needs might be for the LGBT community.
So you hear a lot about support for LGBTQ youth, numerous organizations there for their support and ally programs, but you don't often hear about LGBTQ seniors and issues and challenges that they face.
Right. There's really never been a survey done like this in the Miami Valley. There's been national data collected and things like that, but limited number of Ohioans and an even more limited number of people from the Miami Valley to help us understand what needs are prevalent and what needs need to be met and how best to meet them.
To help develop and execute the survey, Rainbow Elder Care reached out to Boonshoft Pride, a group run by students at the Boonshoft School of Medicine. It was founded in 2014 by student Marie Walters and other students who wanted to learn more about LGBT health issues.
Since then, it has expanded and grown, and it is a nonprofit now, and they work very closely with the community to both address LGBT health disparities and then also continue to focus on medical education and educating providers about different issues.
Walter says the survey's results could lead to advocacy initiatives for funding and public policy changes.
So if we are seeing, for example, a lot of housing discrimination and that our older LGBT folks aren't able to find retirement homes, they're being kicked out, they're being denied, they're being charged higher prices, then that's something we can use that data to argue for legislative changes and protections.
The LGBT survey is accessible online at rainboweldercare.wordpress.com through March 1st.